Sitting in a waiting room, drag as it is only half the battle. First, you need an appointment. Not always easy.
To make, change, or cancel an appointment, please press 2.
For this next story, we go to Trenton, where a health group is trying to schedule people more quickly. It used to take more than a month for patients to get in. Now, it's down to about 2 days. How did they do this? We sent the Pulse's Alana Gordon to find out.
This is the part of a health clinic you may never see. And why would you?
Thank you for calling MJ Austin. How can I help you?
It's the call center here at Henry J. Austin, a community health clinic in Trenton. The clinic's 4 locations are main points of entry for healthcare in a city where at least a third of people live below the poverty level. The clinic alone handles more than 50,000 patient visits a year.
Okay, I do have 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2:30, and 3 o'clock.
Manuel Soto is one of several people facing the flood of calls each morning.
Time goes by quick. Next thing you know, it's time to go home, so it's pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty exciting, though. Busy, though, yeah.
Soto says this call center can easily book 100 appointments in a day. But get this, most are for that same day, the next day, or within a week. It's methodical, but it wasn't always this way.
Deliver the motion every 6 hours. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that means you even have to wake up at night.
Dr. Kemi Ali is the medical director at Henry J. Austin and has been leading the charge here and throughout all of Trenton to reduce wait times for primary care visits. She says it used to take, on average, more than a month for people to get in for an appointment.
It was just difficult.
For everyone, staff and patients.
The theme that you would hear is, you know, frustration or stress in the patient trying to get in and be seen. And then, you know, that snowballs and can lead to many different things. It leads to higher ER visits. It leads to, you know, if you don't go to the ER and you just don't get the services you need, then you end up in the hospital. So just the snowball effect of all the things that we know that we don't want from healthcare.
Ali says staff had trouble keeping up, and yet the clinic's packed schedule included no-shows 40% of the time.
I thought there has to be a better way to do this, you know, do this, all of this.
Enter Mark Murray.
I'm a physician who's worked for the last 20 years solely on building and designing systems that get patients into their own doctors without waiting.
Ali called him for help. He'd heard these concerns before.
Common complaints, you know, a system that's out of control.
Murray preaches a concept called advanced access, or open access, that's gained a lot of traction in recent years. Companies like Starbucks and Amazon often use this thinking to reduce waiting. Murray says, why not apply it to healthcare? Supply and demand levels, even at places like Henry J. Austin, may be more predictable than you think. If there's a constant 3-month appointment delay, then...
What that means is that you have enough capacity to keep up, but you've chosen to design a system that won't keep up. So why do you make everybody wait 3 months? 20 people call, they get put at the end of the line 3 months from now. Well, get rid of that 3 months of backlog, 20 people call, see them today.
That's the basic concept. Understanding supply and demand requires constant data crunching. Dr. Ali was on board, but convincing staff to let go of the old system wasn't an easy sell, especially because it meant 6 months of working longer days and seeing additional patients to get rid of that pent-up backlog. Kimberly Allen, a nurse, remembers that transition.
One thing that really helped is that we started morning huddle meetings. So we had this 15 minutes where we kind of like, you know, encouraged one another and said, okay, this is what we have. This is our picture for the day and let's do it. And this is how we're going to get it done.
It's been about 2 years since they threw away the old scattered scheduling system. Today, Dr. Ali says the goal is getting patients in within 2 days. Sometimes it's less, sometimes more. Returning patients see the same doctor. The new appointment system has also cut down on those no-shows because patients are getting in sooner. Over in the patient area, I asked some people about their experience. Ethel McCurie came in with a friend, but her leg has been bothering her.
They're going to see me Wednesday. I think that's good.
It took no time at all. No time at all.
Charles Carter is another patient. He first came to the clinic a few weeks ago. Others say it's still a challenge getting in to see their doctor. Alanya Tootle says it's hard getting through the call center during that morning rush. Slots fill fast.
And then they say, well, we don't have anything for this month, but you got to call back by next week, Monday at 8 o'clock to see if we got something. That's the problem.
Dr. Ali says the system isn't perfect, but they're keeping tabs daily.
I would say we're about 3/4 where I'd like us to be, where I think we really need to be. And part of that is improving the flow within the practice. I think there's still work to be done there.
She says making a more responsive call center and scheduling system is important. But one continuing challenge is they don't have enough staff or space to respond to the many residents needing care in Trenton, meaning the clinic doesn't have the supply to meet the overall demand. Ali says addressing that involves a broader strategy, one that extends well beyond these clinic doors. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.